So when the whole thing's just not working and everything's lined up against you, reverse the way you see it. And that's basically what I was saying when Zeher Kuntral gave me that instruction. It wasn't like I conceptually thought about it in a different way, but it just released it because I was eager for it instead of struggling with it. It's like the story I tell about my friend Ezer Beda, who wrote this actually very helpful book on working with your emotions and your thoughts called Being Zen. But he tells a story about fainting every week when he went to get a shot. And so he tried everything to not faint, and then he would just always faint. So then he said, well, if I'm going to faint every week, I want to experience fainting. This is sort of like experiencing Shenpa and the whole spin-off and everything. It's like ineffable. You can't put it into words, but you can experience it. This is the direction we're kind of moving in, towards the ineffability of the whole thing. So Ezra decided to get curious, which is a big toolbox item, curiosity. Patience and curiosity and acceptance, put them in your toolbox for sure. Loving kindness, humor, put them in your toolbox. And he decided to get curious about fainting, and then he went, and they were all dreading him coming, and they got out the needle, and he was sitting down, but he could feel this prickly, hot feeling all over his body, and he's getting more and more curious, and he's completely into experiencing it. He didn't faint. So resistance is also kind of ineffable. You know, resistance is so deep and nonverbal, and we verbalize it, that's like kicking the wheel. But still, even if you stop verbalizing, the wheel keeps spinning of feeling resistance. That's what was happening with me that week for sure. So our toolbox and also the absolute view is a big item in terms of realizing it's been a bubble all along that you can just touch and it dissolves. Or it's like clouds in the sky. There's this shimmer of its energy or its fragrance when it leaves. And thoughts arise for me, sheer delight. So maybe that's enough to say. There's the relative practices, and then there's the absolute view, and more these become your friends on this path, this process.